So we said the mind can be our friend as well as our enemy. So how can it be our friend? In the mind, there are two kinds of impressions. In English, we could call them impulses and instincts. Our impulses are something which are anti-intelligent. Now we see some food, and say, I want to eat it more and more and more and more. So that is an impulse which makes us act unintelligent. But we also have instincts. Instincts are like programmed intelligence. Some people, they just eat some food, and just by eating that food, they can tell you, it must have this item, this item, this item, this item. How do you know this? Some people, you just give them, they have a good language instinct. Just give them some passage, you rewrite, use this word, reconstruct the sentence, do this, and the whole sentence sounds so much better. Some people come into a room, and even without consciously thinking, if you move this sofa here, you put this photo here, you make this, change this color of the curtain, it will look much better. Just get it immediately. So, all of us have certain instincts in which we are good. In this case, the mind tells us a story. By the mind, I'm using broadly the subtle body, which is there between us and the physical body. From there, sometimes ideas come which are good. We do this, do this, do this, it'll be good. So in some ways, we also have some good impressions. Say if you have been brought up in a devotee family, then we come in front of the temple, come in front of the deities, immediately bow down. We may not always consciously think, oh, this is the Lord, I have to bow down. That's just a habit which has been cultivated in us. So like that, the mind, based on either the good impressions that have been cultivated or the instincts that we have been blessed with, the mind sometimes tells us the right things also. So people who are good at observing and learning, so they have, this is one thing has happened, and this is possibility. Therefore, take care of this. So some people just hear a little sound in a car. So your car's carburetor is bad. You have to replace it. How do they? I also hear the same sound. I don't get anything. So now they are not just imagining it. They have trained their ears in such a way, or they've got that knack by which they can make it out. So when the mind prompts us or mind tells us something which is actually right or which is in harmony with what is likely to happen, then that is our instinct. And instinct is like a programmed intelligence. So in some cases our mind gets things right also. So in those cases, what the mind says is for our benefit. And especially when we start practicing bhakti, as we keep practicing bhakti more and more, the mind will become our friend. And then even if the world proposes, come on, eat this, watch this, enjoy this. Pardon? No. Like say, some of us might have been eating meat before. And then after we become devotees, we understand, why should I injure animals just for my tongue? So then we give up, we start taking prasadam. And then if you are going in a train or a plane, and somebody else next to us is eating meat, we may not even feel like eating. If somebody says, would you like to have? No. So our mind, even if somebody is eating, we don't look at it. Mind has lost that desire. So what has happened? The mind itself has become transformed. The mind which is craving earlier for that food is no longer craving. In fact, it's not good. No need to take it. So that's how the mind can also be our friend. Okay? Thank you.